I'm holding my Simon Rish Tzaddik. Well, they discuss with the Indian the Sefer Torah tefillin that's follow that gets worn out can make it into a mezuzah. And we see the story that a person, a thing, can only be Milam Makodesh Ve'em Meridim Makodesh. As halacha is based upon this, and the Ge'er to us, not really the Ge'er, it's halacha, but it's being bala worn out, making the mezuzah. With the Ge'er to us and the Yisrael that we see from over here, that mezuzah has Kedusha, it's Tashmish to Kedusha, like Tvilma has Kedusha, Zuna Klaf has Oisius, Sefer Torah has Kedusha, mezuzah also has Kedusha. The Shem has had applied the lochas of Kedusha, the Ge'er, to mezuzah. For example, let's say a mezuzah falls down on the floor, it's by Shabbos, or it's by someone's house, by a simcha, and someone walked in and mamash ripped off the mezuzah from the walls, and the mezuzah fell down on Shabbos. So first, one shalit, you have to fast. Negate the halacha by tefillin is brought down that a person should fast when his tefillin falls down if he can't give tzedakah. However, if it's inside a tick, inside the case, then the person does not have to fast. What about the halacha by mezuzah? So be'ikah, the poskim, brought down the Jewish slave Chaim, the Urchat Chaim, the Spinko, and afterwards the Malakit, locked him. They tie in the mezuzah, received from our halacha, the mezuzah has left Kedusha from tefillin. Therefore, the only Mayim Lachim you have to fast is tefillin or by Sefer Torah. And we do not have a Mayim Lachim that by a mezuzah that a person has to fast. Therefore, we don't find it's Indian. A person does not have to fast. Therefore, again, a mezuzah falls on the floor, you don't have to fast, even if you knocked it over. However, the place came to say, the correct thing is to give tzedakah, or Moshe brought down Ola Yishurim, the Ve'er Moshe, Pesach Mezuzah, is the big done Indian that you should give tzedakah. Negar to what happened on Shabbos, what to do once it fell on the floor. So first, mitzvah fasting, Biki don't have to. However, can you be metaltal or not? This Indian being metaltal of the mezuzah, we already discussed, only the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah by Simon Reish Behei. And since the Indian of a mezuzah is a person who should connect it with Mismarim and connect it towards the door, therefore to take it off on Shabbos, the Chori, even the Isra of Soyser. Therefore, it comes out. The mezuzah is migit es katzoi ben ha-shmosos es katzoi l'kulu yoyim when it comes out of mezuzah's mukhto on Shabbos. Therefore, if mezuzah is on the floor, how in the world do you want to tattle it? How do you pick it up? It's a mokum mezoyim to be on the floor. So one eats if you can, do a tilt of a gufa, you take it, bend down with your mouth, pick it up with your mouth, so pick it up, put it on the side. But let's say you can't do it, you can pick it up with your mouth, what's the eitza? They bring down for the aloha and yonokos yontif, mishavrua based upon the mokum avram, the poskim, it says, let's say, there is something, but etzim is not mukhsa, but the only way to get to it is inside the house. You can only knock down the house to get to it. So since the thing that being monay you to get to it is isha stira, but the thing itself is not lamaisa mukhsa, so Mishabur says you have to be machma, however, shasta b'chak, you be sunuk upon the fact that in and of itself lamaisa is not mukhsa. Since the mezuzah by itself lamaisa is not mukhsa, therefore b'shasta b'chak, you can move it. Either case lamaisa l'chor, the case itself for the mezuzah. And therefore, the Agur Balecha Taina is that Echanami, if it falls on the floor on Shabbos, the Shas the Chak, the Simcha upon this Mishnevua, and you can't pick it up and move it on Shabbos. So again, what comes out is Maisa has Kedusha 100%. Falls on Shabbos, Maisa you don't have dash. Before you have to give, you should give stock up. On Shabbos, the Maisa is Muksa, and if you can, you should be told to the Gufa, and you can't pick it up, you die. First, you can discuss what happens if Mezuzah rips, if you have to fast an after Hashem has a chill about. Maisa, that's not a geya. The only thing is really a geya. I've seen numerous times the mezuzah falls, and the maisa, we don't fast, but the person should give tzedakah. That's one Indian geya to the Indian of Kedusha. A second Indian is that once, let's say, the mezuzah comes possible, comes worn out, what exactly, what geya of geniza, how to apply the lochas of geniza to a mezuzah? The marshal by Sefer Torah has brought down a locha, the person when he buries it with that geniza when it's possible, he has to put it inside a klicherish. You should not be going to meichin ba'oitzius, to mechika to it. Therefore, you have to put it inside a klicherish. Mashaking shayas farm. You do it. What do? You put a stamp inside the ground, a regular geniza. What about a mezuzah? Does a mezuzah have to be inside a klicherish or not? So the Ginza Hakodesh brings down from Riashim and from Amnis and Kirelit that just like a servitor needs a klicherish, who would a mezuzah need a klicherish? Therefore, what should a person do? The place over there, the Ginza Hakodesh brings down from Yashiv, just like a klicherish is good enough, who didn't, what's good enough is put inside something of plastic, just like we know the klicherish does not usually get worn out, it stays for a long time. Who didn't, plastic also has the milo of a klicherish, you put inside plastic, you wrap it up well, and it has the mila of being yamim rabim, and therefore stay for a long time. Shemati that by the case of without kenisa, they have a place for svarim, and have a side place on it that was small hole, looks like a pushka, that you can put inside the possible mezuzahs. Who are the reason for that is, because they want to bury it in a separate way, maybe inside something that's plastic, therefore we'll have the mila, like I say, instead of being buried in a klicheres. That's Aleph. So again, it comes out, the parshu and the apostle, it needs geniza, and we're machmir to put inside a klicheres or plastic. A second thing, what about the case around it? You have a case. So first, let's assume the pastures, how most people have it, they have a case with a plastic around the mezuzah, a kiss per kiss. Because if it only had without a plastic around the mezuzah, only had a case around it, only a tick, and tashmir shekdushin, and that needs a geniza. Let's say the pastures, how most of us have it, we have a mezuzah cloth. We have a plastic wrapped around it, and then we have a case upon it. This case needs a geniza. So the pashtu yotayno, it's only tashmish to tashmish, or tashmish to mitzvah, therefore you cannot be like design. However, a person you want a tayno, you can clear throw it out. However, come on the place based upon the Mishnah Berurah, brought down in the Ginzai Kodesh, from the Yashiv Nesikarelet, and the Ogre Balecho, they tell us that even though it's a covering to a plastic, to a cloth, but since circle safe, the covering, the kisei, is made to lechabe the mezuzah. Once since it made l'chabed, therefore also needs genizo. Therefore, come on the swarm they tie. It depends. Why is the case there? If the case is a poshva case, not mitzad covered, it's mitzad shmira. Like sometimes you see when inside the door, when you have these null cases, the betzim don't look nice. Or nagavil with painted over, it's all white. Does the betzim look nice? So there is a poshva case. Avad in that case, it's not. It's only tashmish and tashmish, and no in of kedusha, and therefore l'chora you can throw it out. Masha'enkein, it was did from a chabit, you have a beautiful case, it's made very fancy, on a case of silver, so since it's coming to a chabit in the mezuzah, therefore, it'll have a gedda of tashmish to kedusha, and therefore, nigenizo. The only shaila I have is how do you apply this gedda of the chabit and the gedda of what's poshut. For example, the stand in the plastic white cases. Maisa, it does look nice. It also gives a strickle cover. The right looks nice. Your wife won't let it be on the front of your house. When the doors of your house, it don't look nice. Well, the mindset's poshut. So what level exactly you turn over from being a poshut case of mezuzah to a case that's royal as chabed, I'm not exactly sure. Again, the basic real metal ones that they put inside, usually with screws, they put inside the doorpost, that of course has no kedusha to it. However, those are standard nice plastic white ones that are very cheap, 8 shekels, 10 shekels. They do look pretty decent. I'm not sure what category they're in. Are they main l'chabed, not main l'chabed? But that's mitzvah the tick. The tick of the meister is where l'chabed, and the bada has to put inside genizo. What about the plastic wrapped around it? So that's klar, because the kodesh ogur balecha both bring down, that since the plastic wrapped around the mezuzah is being mishamish the mezuzah, then it has the get of tashmish the kedusha, therefore it does need gnizo. However, if you have two plastics wrapped around it, mitzad yom imachma, kiss with a kiss, then the vada is not need gnizo, it's not made with shmira, it's not made with chabed, therefore we're not need for either one, therefore vada the second plastic does not need gnizo, the first plastic will need gnizo. Now that's again mitzvah the tick, mezuzah vad nid gneza kli chayres. The tick of my servant of the chabed nid gneza. The plastic nid gneza. What about the mismurim, the nails, and the devik, the glue, or the tape that's wrapped around it? Is that nid gneza or not? The pashi utayno brought down by the Ginzai Kodesh from this in Karelet. The maestro doesn't nid gneza, it's only tashmish or tashmish. It's maybe should not be ready not to a maestro design to it for the maestro. It's only tashmish or tashmish. And therefore, look, you can't throw it out. Sada Sheni, Chaim Kanievsky, has a letter brought down in the back of Ginzai HaKadosh. He says those are Mimachmer, and the Ogre Balecha brings down from Loit Mimachmer. So, clearly what the Machloek says, why the screws and why the Devik would need a Genizo. So, if I'm not clearing the Sugi exactly why, my is Machloek. The Machloek can exactly what to do and how to do it, Chloe should ask you up. Now, once a mezuzah does come possible and does need geniza, how exactly do you should meganize it? How should you put it away? Rishayva Levi and Chelechess and Timotez, he tells that since someone might get a hold of it, therefore what a person should do, he should be caught in between the words on the cloth itself, Therefore, a person won't be able to take it out and sell it, use it for himself. It should not be a mechshol. That's what Sheva Levi brings down, the Ginzai Kodesh. Asana Sheni, the Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sharet Tzin, Simon Reis Tzadik Aleph, it brings down some Ori Yishonim, Maisa, a person should not cut the gvil, because the Maisa is a bazillion to it, and therefore he should only do being Gonazet Hativ, hard of a world that no one can get to it. So exactly what a person do, should cut or not, I'm not sure. Could be the fact when you go to these Geniza places, they have a separate area for the mezuzahs, where they put the mezuzah inside, it's like a pushka case, and therefore they're quite for it, and the summer they do a correct thing, they do a correct thing, and no one can get to it. Could be it'll be menef and mechshol, could be it won't be a problem. I'm not sure. Again, the mezuzah says you should cut it, and the Chaim says the Maaseh shouldn't cut it. But that's the sad, simply tzaddik, the idin of Kedusha we see by a mezuzah. Next simon, simon reis tzaddik aleph. First, there's a Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Omer Aleph, and Yuma. There's a Braisa that says a mezuzah should be checked twice in 7 years. If it's a mezuzah shol yachid, shol rabim, it should be checked p'mayim b'yovel, once every 25 years. Now, if it's Rabbanon or Deraisa, numerous places can discuss it. The B'chaim one says a Deraisa, why it's a chazakah osu eshtanis. Others don't want tanis to Rabbanon. The main one, they want tanis to Rabbanon, because if it's Deraisa once every, twice every 7 years, then how can the rabbim be twice in 50 years? Fine, so tumul among the paiskim, if it's in the Rabbanon or in the Deraisa. But actually, maisa, a person has a chiv to bediko, and it seems that the oil seems to be very lax upon a lack of idea. They don't really seem to check it. We'll have to try to maybe miyashim where the coolers maybe come from. But first, again, we have the halacha, the person has to do bediko. When is it? Twice in 7 years. Now, the come along the paiskim and the taina does not mean that it means any 2 times in 7 years, it means once every 3.5 years. That means you check it once every 3.5 years, and then 3.5 years later, why to take the lotion twice in 7 years? It's easier lotion, it's a shorter lotion, but the chiv checking is once every 3.5 years. That means whether you checked it after 2 years, then you have to check it 3.5 years later, means 5.5 years. It's not good enough 2 years and then 7 years, you need 3.5 years later. V'aid, also, when you get a mezuzah, you have to know when it's written, says the paiskim. Let's say it is written 2 years ago, you get it now, you put it up on your door, l'chol, you'll have to check it 1.5 years later, 3.5 years later, from the time it was written, not from the time it put up by your door. Same thing, you move into a building. Let's say a building has a get of a rabbim, you moved in, but they checked the mezuzah 24 years ago, you'll have to check it 1 year later, and the chiv is upon you to go check it. So the get of a place can say, by the yochid is once every 3.5 years, by a rabbim, the get is once every 25 years. Now this halacha checking once every 3.5 years, the poskim are very clear, that only in the standard mezuzah. Let's say there's a chash that'll have more problems to the mezuzah. For example, Rosh Hashanah says that Habay Lachluchis, there's a lot of moisture in that area, and the body of a chiv to check it more often. Rosh Hashanah says you have a chiv to check it every year, and that's poshut. The more of a chash, you have a chiv to check it more often. Another example, the place coming down, Chaim Kanievsky and Sharet Tzion. If let's say rain falls upon it, and the chash of being niskalkel, person has to check it. For example, at a Chavamah, he went out to Yul, he brought his tefillin, and his canteen opened up, and water went all over it. Yes, Rav Rav says, you have chiv to go check. Water poured all over your tefillin. So the place can discuss when you paint your house, if you paint near it, and it might have a chash being dripping in, you have the chiv to go check. And says also, when a person moves a deer, a person should check. For the maaseh, comes out, a person has to check the chol apachos once every 3.5 years. Or when any chashish, again like rain or habir lachlukas a good naima, then a person has to check more often. There are other times of swarming down the mile of checking. For example, actually, mice seem to check every elul, they bring down for the matar prime. Or there are those who check it when there's a chol in the house or some tzara happens, they check it. But those are milas, you check it on elul or when some tzara happens. But the locha, a person that he has to check, is once every 3.5 years, or when there's any chashash, maybe they kilkul, again like rain or paint, then a person has also a chiv to go check. Now what exactly is he checking for? The bingna from Rashi, the Rashi says in his, whether it got stolen, he has to make sure it's there. Also maybe it got nirkavu, it got worn out, it got ruined, moldy. Now the Pashkim say that the chidol, the Beis Lachim Yudin, and others bring down, lav dafko, does it mean just checking one or the other? You have to check for both, make sure that it's not get stolen, that's there, number one. Make sure it also does not get moldy or worn out. Based upon this, coming on the Pesach Tshuva, being down from the Chassam Sofer, and the places seem to go this way, that what you have to check for, you don't have to check for Chaseris and the Yaseris or Kodoyma. That was checked the first time. You buy mezuzah the first time, what they seem to do now is either check it through a computer or a person checks it right away to make sure it has all the milas, mitzach seris, and v'yaseris. What a person himself, what he should do, is b'etzim every yochid can check his own mezuzah. And what exactly is you checking for? Says the Chasam Sofer, first you make sure the mezuzah is there, the first problem of Rashi. Second, you make sure it's not worn out. What does that mean? The Chasam Sofer says, you don't need a baki. What you can do is check every single oif that's the same way how it went in before. And if you have a shiloh about the eskirov, a stamzoi, a regular person, can take down his own mezuzah, check himself to make sure it's not worn out. Now there is a milo that the Ogur of Alecha brings down to Prima Godem, the Simul Amites, Marachayim, that says it's a milo for baki to check, hayitem a shuvah, there's a milo to it. However, it's clear that if you end up going to baki, you'll wait 5 years to go do it. And if you do it yourself, you do it right away after 3.5 years, avad the chiv is do it by yourself, and therefore you should do it after 3.5 years. If you can get a baki, do it right now, a mumcha, avad should do it now, but avad of will make you push for checking the mezuzah, you should go do it yourself. And once you go check the mezuzah by yourself, you have to make sure you wrap it up correctly, make sure you go from echad to shema, you should make sure that you have a plastic around it, and when you bend it, you should not crack it. Make sure you not make any chasoinus to it. Make sure you know you're doing exactly, maybe it's kedai do chasor and elchus and mezuzah, how to put it back in, make sure it's in the right place. However, if you do it yourself, there's no chasor in the mice doing it yourself. If you just check every single oys, make sure it's not worn out. Now, the oilam seems to be a little bit mekel about this. Now, the ikka seems to be a lack of yitiyo, or they don't seem to think it's really talocha, they seem to compare it to tefillin. And by tefillin, the mechaber brings down simul amites, the person does not have to check. Mishabur brings down from Bogavom, it's nothing for a person to check. Now, there are two different hogam it seems in America, which I've been around, at least for Kolopoks and Flatbush, that you bring in your tefillin every 3.5 years, and usually they put a sticker on your tefillin to say when it was last checked, and then they check it again, and make sure everything is beseder. And they seem to go like the Mishabur's understanding from Bogavom, it's nothing to live like. I thought I was shiny in Eitzel, when I brought my tefillin in Eitzel after 3.5 years, they told me, no, the minhag Eitzel is not the way to get. We will not open the tefillin unless you have a reason of a chash, something happened. For example, water poured on it. It's damaged, like, to open up for no reason. The guest on Hogan Eitzel says it's gurim that a person should have problems with tefillin. It's more of a nichshol, more of a chasar tefillin. When you open them up, it can cause a lot of problems. Therefore, we do not open up for no reason. That means whether it's I brought to Chaim Sperling, I asked them, or other Seif Minari, so I asked them, and they told me they would not open unless they have a reason why we did not stop check Tefillin. Seems to be different on Hogan Mitzad Tefillin Shaboy. However, Lamais Mitzad Mezuzah, Avada, we do check. So the oil seems to be very lax about. Maybe they're comparing it to Tefillin, but Lamais, Allah has no Shaiches. By Tefillin, the Mechaba says not to check, but Mezuzah, the Mechaba says you should check. Now maybe a Maramokim to Tzadim Yashiv, the Izab Shalom Azaman, the Likha Shalom and Tefillah, it says when you have a sealed mezuzah, which could be any plastic mezuzah case, which has a cork inside, could be an getter being sealed. He says it's not, there's no chash, will get worn out, and therefore it wants to be mekel. Now the Ogur Balacha quotes this and says the steam of poiskim is not the way, the passion is not the way. We see stamel, it'll get worn out naturally by itself, whether it is, it's not, because the mice is ear there, and things naturally get worn out. And pashas, mislam, it sounds like the other person should check the mezuzahs every 3.5 years, and pashas you have a chiv, drabon or the raisa, but to check it. It only is one shiloh, but what about a vacuum-packed mezuzah? That lemaisa, it's airtight, nothing can happen to it, and then there's an interesting shiloh. The Ashim lemaisa in Lekid Hilcha mezuzah, he's Mekel, son of Lomachan Kinevsky, and the Miskirel lemaisa in their Machmer. So fine, that's a vacuum-packed mezuzah. Lemaisa, I've never seen a vacuum-packed mezuzah, what they're discussing over there. Now, but tam mezuzah, lechura, all our mezuzahs, even though they're sealed, lemaisa, pashas, come on, let's feed all the poiskim. The way of Shlomo Zalman says, the case when you have an inside a klis chulchus, lemaisa, as the Ogur Balech points out, the tash also had a klis chulchus, the poiskim already had the case of a glass mezuzah case, and still the pashas and the steamers of poiskim, the person has to check every 3.5 years. Now, the get of the Gemara says, is for yochid as 3.5 years, for rabbim is once every 25 years. And what is the get of a yochid and the get of a rabbim? So the Bach Lemaisa brings down that a bias of shutfim, I mean, let's say the 5 people live in one house, avada is a get of a yochid. Get of a yochid. Masha enkein, shari chatzir, shari iorois, shari midinois, Lemaisa, that avada has a get of a rabbim. What about stam, an apartment building, ukidoimo, the Lemaisa, it's not with shutfim in one house, we're a bunch of shutfim in a bunch of different houses, which has one chotzer. Ari doima to show yoros, or the ma'aser with doima to shutin that's inside one house. So come along the pits with Juva from the Chassam Sofer and his tainers brings along Rashi, and Rashi says show yoros show medino is the fact that he says those cases. After those cases, however, shuktim, they have one chotzer, one apartment building, chur, the get of a yochid, that comes out every single apartment building, the chur will have a get of a check once every 3.5 years. Now again, I've asked numerous people in Shara Vadabayas, and they seem to pass in the getter is once every 25 years. They don't check once every 3.5 years. So I, Mishlam, in the case of the elevators, I can hear it's a chumur, machloikis, maybe the front of the building has a door, also maybe can be starved from the mekul. Maisa, there are numerous places in the building that pash vidach sam soifa, that the tzvetchuv brings down, and beka roiv malachim seem to go this way. L'kor, an apartment building has a chiv to check once every 3.5 years. However, Maisa, there's a taina against this mahal of the sam soifa. Why? Because we look inside Rashi, where he's coming from Rashi, Dafid Al, from Yuma, Rashi has three cases. He says one, Medinois, Shari Medinois, one, Shari Yorois. The third case, he says, Shari Chatzeiros, Shari Chatzeiros. The Chassam Sofer seemed to leave out an aspect of Shorei Chatzeiros. The fourth Rashi says, "Again, the Shorei Chatzeiros have a getter of Rabim." That means every apartment building before has a getter of Shorei Chatzeiros, and this only has to be checked once every 25 years. Therefore, the Ogur Balecha paskins them in Ikadin, and apartment building has a getter of once every 25 years. I, the Meister of the Chassam Sofer, seem to have a different gear than Rashi. Now, Shemati today, those who want to know, they know the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer is the fact that Rashi says Shor Medinos and Shor Yoros. Why say Dafka those cases and Shor Chatzeros? He's saying the Ghetto Chatzeros has to be like Medinos and Yoros, like cities and countries. Maisa the Chiddush Pshat. Some Sofer doesn't speak it out. Shor said that. Sounds like Stami didn't have the Gersa. Maisa wants to read. We do have the Gersa. The Bach does bring down the Gersa that way in Rashi's Shor Chatzeros. The Pashas it is that Shor Chatzeros has a Ghetto of a Rabbim, and therefore in a apartment building it will have a Ghetto of a Rabbim. And maybe this miyash in the minig ha'olam, why it will hold a purpose by an apartment building, the minig seems to we take a long time to check, once every 25 years, and if we're not Nevi'im, anachlo b'nei Nevi'im, v'hanachlo amli yisol, and therefore the chur that's in ma'amokim, why the, by the va'ad they seem to be mekul. And there's another shaila also by a base medrash, also is a get of yachid or get of rabim, the two among the svarim, ogre b'lech wants to say it's a get of rabim, chavis ador seems to say it's a get of a yachid, it's a big tumult, again the shul seem to be much more mekul. Again, it could be stammers like the reason why I give it a get of Rabbim. The whole Indian of the shul is a chum of Ba'almo, based upon Ram Rutterberg, a chash of Yerushalmi. Therefore, since all the Indian of the shul is a chumra, Ba'etzim and Rikadim, we don't pass it away, it's just a chumra that we're machma, but we have to do it, it's a chumra. However, since, anyway, the shell of what a base medrash is, therefore, again, it seems to be the base medrash that was Mekel, or Yeshiva that was Mekel, or Kedoshirim that people are Mekel, or again, Harachlohem, if we're not Nevi'im, we're B'nei Nevi'im. Now when you do take it off to go check it, the mezuzah, and you go bring it, let's say, one of the machma, bring it to a sefer, what exactly should a person do in between? Does he have to go borrow a mezuzah from a gemach and go put it up on his door? They tell him, Meister, he has no mezuzah. We said all in the beginning, we learned the sugya of mezuzah, that there's a chiv korega upon a mezuzah. Every single second, the person has a chiv to have a mezuzah, and Meister, he's either korega or rega without a mezuzah. So does he have to put up another mezuzah in its place? So those were tiny in the olden days, it wasn't really negeya, because they took it down, they checked it right there, they checked it wasn't bothered, they put it up it themselves. Now the olden seems to bring it to a mumcha, and therefore, who have a problem with leaving it for a couple of hours without a mezuzah? So there are, be'ikut, machlokes ha'poskim, maisa, as all the sparm right, kvar ama debar, the minhag olden must only be mekel to leave without a mezuzah. The question is, that the correct thing to do or not? Those who want tiny, it's the correct thing to do, whether it's oisik min mitzvah, potim min mitzvah, or came along to Chomin and Mestak and the person had checked once every 3.5 years, and therefore they're right to the Oikim HaTorah B'Sheva HaPayisim. Or Mitzah, they hold this all Chilik and Nichol the Mitzvah, and checking it, different Tzvah, they say, and therefore they're in a Gracha, or the Sheva HaKa'osi, or Pesach HaMezuzah says, and the Kadin Avada, Pesach HaMezuzah, not having a Mezuzah on his door, Machma Tavla Gracha, but Daphnish. Atzal HaSheni, Rav Shtomach Meisah, he is very stark in Chilik Aleph. He's tiny as the Meisah to Chiyav, and how can a person not have a Mezuzah on his door? Therefore, he said, L'chol pachos, when you own the house, the chiyuv d'oraisa. And therefore, when the chiyuv d'oraisa, a person should make sure that he takes the mezuzah to go check by a baki, he should have a mezuzah there, the ma'aser. However, by case of the tzeich, that's only your abonon, then he said the person can be mekel. Point Ogur Balech also wants to be machma, and ma'aser, the machlok is the place to know exactly what to do, based upon a task kedoshim, how to understand him. And therefore, again, Everyone agrees. The shell is, what's the correct thing to do? Is it a person can live without a mezuzah? Or no, a person should be machmer, and a person should ask a rav. Based upon this, they discuss another question. When you go check your mezuzahs, you take them all down at one time, or check one by one? Now, there is a Ramosha brought down the river to Fahim Chalakei, that Ramosha that set off from his son of David, that he, the Meister of Matthias, he took down all the mezuzahs that he had in his house, checked them all at one time. Now that we do see that Echanami Moshe wasn't worried, the Maestri should take it down, check, but up right away. It seemed the small amount of time Macholofochas and Moshe was not worried about. The only shell is the Maestri, maybe he did not bring it. It doesn't say what he did with them. Did he bring it to a Baki, to a Mumcho, or he left it right then and there by himself? And therefore, there was a fine with a bunch of pages from the different people who wrote him exactly what the person should do in such a case. The Maestri Moshe took down all 10, or whatever all the mezuzahs he had in his house, and checked them all together. Let's be sad again of what a person should do when he takes him down a machlokes, you put up another mezuzah in his place right away or not. Now, when you put back the mezuzah after the bedikah, does you have to make a bracha? Now, that we already mentioned last time, that if it's possible, avad, you make a bracha. However, if it's kosher, it's a machlokes to our paiskim, and the ikon is kosher, you put up the same one, the paiskim are make one, we do not put up the bracha if it's only the same day. If it's a day later, some say that a person should not make a bracha, some say you should make a bracha. And again, you should ask your love exactly what to do. Ad kan sif alef. Sif beis. When a person, when he goes into another dira, first, who is the mechayiv upon? So the klora, the gemara b'metzian, the afkod beis, the gemara says, the chayiv is ador. Therefore, when someone is renting a dira, the chayiv is on the soicher, not on the masker. Not on the rentee, but on the renter. He is a chiyuv upon the mezuzah. Now, who has to pay for it? What's in the contract? That's a side in. But the chiyuv of vad is upon the person, the soicher. The gemara goes on vayit and says, however, when he leaves, he cannot take the mezuzah by himself. The gemara brings down a ma'aser of one person took the mezuzah, recover ishtar shnei bonov and inif sakono. Therefore, a person cannot take the mezuzah when he leaves the dira. Now, first. Shat in this chumrah. What do you say to this chumrah over here? The chumrah over here is saying again, when you go into a bayis, the place can say whether you're renting or whether you own it or sell to somebody else, you cannot take your mezuzahs with you. You cannot take it. What is the get of the iser? So they bring down from Achoy going to Shilter and Shilter Kovchavav and Luki Yosef, Oidrushainim. They say the get is why it's a bizarre. You take it down the mezuzah, you're not putting it anywhere. But let's say you would take it down and put it in your own house, not a problem. The whole yisad is why taking it down from your house that it was doing a mitzvah and doing nothing with it. We do something with this pesayter. Atzal Hasheni, the way our Tosafos and Bar Metzia Nafkuf Alfon Beis, the Eshkol of Oidu showing the Montana together is mitzat zakona, the goyim a hezek to the other person to walk into a bayis that has no mezuzah. Two separate reasons. What's nafkamino? Obvious nafkamino. You take down the mezuzah and you put it up in your own house. Is a problem? According to the shelter, you put up in your own house, no mezuzah, but this besider. According to Tosafos, you take down from your old house, put on your new house, ma'aser still it's a kind of a new person walking in. Therefore, all the places you say, you should be machmor for both shitas, and therefore, when a person moves diras from his old diras to his new diras, should not take the mezuzah down. Why? One mitzvah mezuzah, and even if it's not in the game, it's at zakona. However, let's say you're going to new diras and you can't get mezuzahs. You can't get mezuzahs for whatever reason. Then the Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Chidor, the Beki Yosef, and says, then we can be stemach upon the Goyim, the Meshita, and hold this Mitzah B'Zoyin, and therefore you can't take the Mezuzah with you. That's how Beki the Swam seemed to go. Agam Baruch HaShulchan, as of Tzorachin, if that's so or not, Kasef Kosef, maybe Chodshvish, Taisvish, Inim Sakono, recover Ishtar Shtei Bonom, fine, but Maisa, usually it's not Negeritos, we live with Ravchus, you can all get Mezuzahs, no problem. So again, it comes out that our Anogis, when he switched diras, the Meister person should not take with him his old mezuzahs. Not only that, the place can say, let's say even when you moved in, you made a tiny mezuzahs on your mezuzahs that you want to take with you when you move, make a tiny. The place can say, it does not help. A monk and past Sotcha brought down the Sechot Toiv, Pesachim mezuzahs for Oid, they tell you that the Meister does not help to make a tiny. However, by a Gemach, the place can say, Gemach for later. Even at time won't help. But let's say you could take care of both problems. Well, Marshall, you can make sure it won't be a bazillion because you're taking down from your old dira and putting up your new dira, number one. Number two, also, you're taking it down right away and the new balabasa coming in right away. Also, therefore it won't be a problem with Tzatzah Kono. Is it still an Indian that a person should be Machorer and not take down his mezuzahs? Come a little bit, Chidor, Beke Yosef, brought down again by the Pesach Tshuva and all the Svarim, of Miashav Oid, and they taino that it's still Osir. Either two of the Svarim were taken care of, and the Maestro is no Bezoyin, and the Maestro also, there's no problem with Tzatzah Kono. Come a little Chidor and says, Yosef, Loi Plog. Loi Plog. Once Chazal says that a person cannot take it down, you can't take it down. That means, again, it comes out of a very interesting thing, that it comes out of a person that both his swords on the fly, the Maisa, he cannot take his away his mezuzahs. The Maisa is stuck having his mezuzahs there. About the new person walking in has to pay for it. However, the Maisa is stuck leaving them there. So what are the eights, as far as I'm saying, what should a person do? The Maisa, he wants all mezuzahs. So they have a couple of eights. One eight they say, is when a person leaves divas, he can tell the person that's coming in afterwards, the Maisa, I have a problem here. So I'm going to take my mezuzahs down and either give you cheaper ones. Instead, I have a $100 mezuzah, I'll give you $20 mezuzah, which is kosher. It's kosher, except it's not mehudar. Or another option is, I'll borrow from a gemach, and I'll put the gemach's mezuzahs on. And then you come, you can switch and put on your own mezuzahs. So based upon the das kodeshim, and the brought down by, come on, all the leakets for them, those will be machman, but it can come on all the swam go, then hoga, that since the whole chumra over here is mitzad loy plug, better mitzad chum ba'al mitzad loy plug, since no in the mitzad bezoin, because you're taking your own mezuzahs and putting it up on your new apartment. But oh, there's no interest in the corner because the maestro has mezuzahs over there. Therefore, a person has a right to go switch mezuzahs. And they say it's better to take off your mezuzahs and go check it. And once you go check it, you can go put up a gemach mezuzah or not a mehudik mezuzah and then leave it for the new person. He'll come in and he'll take from that mehudik mezuzahs or take off the mezuzahs and switch to the more mehudik ones or he'll return them to the gemach. That's one simple eitzah. Another eitzah based upon a Moshe being done from Henkin. That a lot of viewers, when they move out, they end up painting. When they're painting, they end up taking down the mezuzahs anyway. Since they plan to take down the mezuzahs, therefore you can take them down even before they paint. That means, for example, I moved out of my old deal, and I took down one of my mezuzahs, and I want to put back the old Balabas's mezuzahs, she was a Sfadi, which I'm back, I'm allowed to do, because I'm taking down from a kosher, leaving, I'm putting on another kosher mezuzahs that they gave him. But Agav, he told me not to, because he's going to paint, and he wants to paint. And therefore, Lachor, in this case, I'm allowed to take down my mezuzahs, even though I did not put up any other mezuzahs. Now, also in the game when you move, the bicycle over here discussed, brought down the Birka Yosef, what happens if you move divas, you go into the diva, a lot of people over here, they rent divas, and they move in already, they already have a mezuzah over there, what to do? So Pesach Chuv brings down from Kivegi, wants a taina, you have a new mechayiv over there, since once you have a new mechayiv right now, therefore a person will have to make a bracha when he moves in. However, brings down the chidor, says not like him, and he ends up tzarechin. Make the pesachim go like the chidor, the atzvi, shalom zaman, the oid, and they tell you the loch is the maestro person does not make a bracha and he moves into a diro. I the maestro it's new mechayim lechuy should make a bracha. Because the get of chazal they will only convey a bracha when do a maestro mean convey a mezuzah. What the nusach of the bracha is le convey a mezuzah. Since the nusach of the bracha is the maestro kaviyas, therefore the whole to avada you make chayim into when you walk in when you have mezuzah. You do have a new mechayim. True, you have a new mechayim. However, they're mesakin a bracha only when you do a maisa kviyas, when you're mesakin, you're putting it onto the door. Which, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shloimin, his first Jew in Mincha Shloimin, Chalk Aleph, Simon Aleph, based upon this, he has a interesting shiloh over here. Bishlam, when a person puts up his own mezuzah and makes a bracha, so maisa mitzvah, kavanah, the kavanah, the beginning, goes for the whole entire time. And when a person moves into a diva, people don't think about the mezuzahs. The mezuzahs are there naturally. And mitzvah tzvi skavonu yipaskin or chayim tzimtzamach is ma'akiv. By deraisa the mishmuah says even by derabbanan. If you went to deraisa derabbanan, or when you buy deraisa derabbanan, the armas is there already, and you have no kavon to make a mitzvah before you went to a house with no mezuzahs. Chutz abaya. You went to a house, you have no kavon to make a mitzvah, therefore it's as if you have a bias for the mezuzah. So Shlomo Zalman gets involved in this case, because you're singing a circle without kavon for the circle. Or you have a mic without kavanah for the mic, and he says, you're not making the mitzvah mezuzah, not making the mitzvah mic or sukkah. However, you're not even a veil, as if you don't have a mezuzah. If you don't have a mic, you don't have a sukkah. Avadi, you're not even a veil. Because Chazal tells you, Torah tells you, you cannot live in a bais out of mezuzah. Be mitzvah to have mezuzah. True, the maisa, I do not get a mitzvah for, because mitzvah is kavanah. However, the maisa, not even a veil. But what does come out, when a person moves into a diro, you should stand there and say, mitzvah, tzich, kavona, kavona, right now, for the rest of the time, living aside, if not, l'maisi, not mekayim mitzvah, of a richas, yom, vadi, hatzah, kavona for it. Now again, what comes out over here, the person moves the diro and has a mezuzah, we go like the chidor, that we do not make a bracha. What happens when you switch mezuzahs? Myself, example, let's say the balabos before and left svadi mezuzahs, or he left not mehudik mezuzahs, and you want to put on mehudik mezuzahs. So last time we mentioned machlokes, when you switch mezuzahs from a kosher to mehudik, which you are allowed to, you're possibly allowed to, because malam mekudish me'emaridim. When you switch them, we mentioned machlokes last time, do you put off with a bracha without a bracha? A numerous person want to make one and say, since you made a bracha in the beginning, it's mamshach constantly, therefore you cannot make a bracha. Hell will come along the high tzvi, v'oi, they tie over here, m'monshach, you can make a bracha. On the kola days, you can make a bracha. Again, if you move into new diro, you don't make a bracha. However, over here, when you switch mezuzahs, m'monshach. I mean, sad, the bracha in the beginning you didn't make, why can you do a ma'isa? But now you're doing the ma'isa. Now, what do you want to pati yourself with? You switch mezuzah, you want to pati yourself with a bracha you made before? Ma'isa, you didn't make a bracha before? Even m'monshach, you have to make a bracha. You have to make a bracha now when you switch mezuzahs, because now you're doing a ma'isa kviyas. You have a machayev, either machayev before, and the ma'ish, you didn't do the machayev, you did not make a bracha in the machayev before, therefore you have to make a bracha now. However, let's say you stop, you take down your mezuzahs and put them back up to make a bracha not. That tree over there is mesupik, the other seems to be noitel hokol. The choshuvan says the ma'ish, in the case where you take it down, you check it, put up the color days, the ma'ish also you should make a bracha. Also, the person we discussed, when you do take down mezuzahs and you want to switch mezuzahs or check them, the ma'aseh, you have to make sure ma'aseh that they have the same category of kedusha. For example, let's say front of your house is a din d'oraisa, ma'aseh enkein, you go into your porch, has no roof to it, you go to a room that has no door to it, or you go to a kitchen that's mesupik, you count the counter space, not count the counter space, mitzad dal v'dalad, ukadoimo, ma'aseh, you have a problem with putting a mezuzah from a chiv d'oraisa, the place that might be a case of a chash chiv. Okay, so Rabbanon, therefore the place can say you have to make sure when you give mezuzah, go check, you should mark it down exactly where you got it from and return to the same place. Because if not, you give alam a shayla. For example, you take it from the front door and you put on your porch you mechuyev, have a lot of place and say it's chiv Rabbanon, yas de raisla. You have to make sure that you put it back in the same place, not to get involved with the shayla of malam mekudesh ve'emaridim. Else the mamash got big problems. Let's say you took off 10 mezuzahs, you brought them to Sefer, and you got it mixed in together, not sure which is which, the big tumult among the Pleshkim, you have to go with Gerov, the numerous tshuvas about it. The last Sif, Sif Gimel, the Maestro who is a Chiv upon, Chor, a Chiv upon men, Noshim, whether they should be Potter, Mitzvah says Mangromel, the Maestro is a Shloi says Mangromel, number one. Number two, even a potter mitzad is a hekush mitzad filin, in the mitzad rikhas yomim, nefer noshim yomim rikhas yomim, nefer noshim also mukhoyiv. Avodim are nichon get of noshim, tanim, now if the kalim are in the parents' house, the father is a chiv. But here the poskim says, from a cotton when he lives in his own house, if he has an old chiv to mechanichim, the poskim discuss, let's say he does put up his own mezuzahs, then he becomes older, so you have to switch them, machloikis, but ikka the poskim are machmur. Now the ma'aser, you do have to switch them, take them off and put them on again. When you're godot, when the kotem puts out a mezuzah, the poskim machmen, it says not nichon together of the kind of mitzvah, because you're not in the parasha mitzvah. The one who puts it on has to be a person who's in the parasha of mezuzah. Aka mezuzah, ma'aser mezuzah, is a yemangas sugyo. You spend a couple weeks upon it, a person has to do chazara upon it. Bez Hashem, next time, we have a couple days now, so we're going to do our chayim simin reishmim. Coming up in Azmanim, I always mention the Yisodim in Azmanim, what a person should do. A person has to be Kve'itim, as the older Hashiva signed. A person has to put in the Holocaust for a Seder. Chaim Shmulevitz signed the letter in the 1970s, the Stifle, or Shach. The Minigam Zay Torah, the Maestro, you go to all the Yeshivas, every place, whether it's America, and it's all, Shiva Smir, it's packed for a Seder. Second Seder, Kamir, Night Seder's Kamir. The Maestro, every Zay Torah, everyone who's Machshav Torah, the Maestro, they put in the first Seder. Everyone here, the Maestro state, the Maestro still here, as Rav Mordechai already mentioned, that we all crave him, or Machshav Torah, the fact that who stays to the end of the Chasna is the person who's usually people leave by Chasna earlier, not the crave him, the Yedidim stay to the end. Maestro, all of us here are Yedidim to the Torah, or Machshav Torah, and if we send the Chshiva to the Torah, and Avado, Avado, true, a person has to rest up, has to give himself a Nuchias from next month, 100%, there's no mitzvah for Schaik for Herlis. To know a very to learn is not even about place here. And they get every single person here can have up in 4 hours. That's number one. Number two is avada tchilo, not shelo, not avada we daven 3 times. Stamets of zoin to daven 10:30, 11. non hilopat dosatur in zman, mishunatur ben zmanim. Avoid the third aspect, which I usually don't talk about, nothing to discuss, but I heard recently a shmuz that neged ben zmanim is in the shalom bayis. It's a time that sometimes shalom bayis seems to clash. The husband with wife, they seem to have different goals what shalom bayis, what ben zmanim should be. Some people want to go on trips, some want to stay home, sometimes they have different ideas of what they exactly want to do, and the best eitzah always for shalom bayis is to think beforehand, to tell yourself, can accept what is, can be calm, whether she's late an hour or 3 hours, you can do whatever, and try to make sure that she's happy. When she's happy, b'ikr, you are happy. That's in general, ben zmanim. B'luchur ne'ali, b'ikr, b'zmaneinu ge'et oz, is the Indian that we in the Maisa represent Torah. Philosophy always been his mom. He tries to stress this point, and specifically negate what's going on now in society, at the amount of Chil Hashem that's going on, about the sting operation, whether all the people they caught, different Rabbeim or Yeshiva, whatever it is, whether it's true or not, but my says the Yemang is Chil Hashem. And the only way to mistake Chil Hashem, the Gemara has one thing about Mitzah Mishas Mechaperes, but Chutz Mizeh Kamal Mishai, Chuvah Rabbeinu Bechai, they say, what's mistake Chil Hashem, Kiddush Hashem? Kiddush Hashem. You have to know all of us over here, we represent Torah. Whether you think you represent Torah or not, the Maestro looks upon us this way, Rav Shtomach has a tshuva, and he writes that we go to other places, and even if you're not a Ben Torah, but the Halacha Chil Hashem applies when they see a Talmud Chacham, he does certain things, how can he do it? So Rav Shtomach does not mean someone's better than Ben Torah. It's the get is what people think is a Ben Torah. Everyone here is looked upon being a Ben Torah. Everyone here. And therefore, whenever we go, whether we go to America or to England or we stay in Israel, they all look upon us, they look upon us, judge us, and it's not right that whether it's parents or in-laws to see that the people they're supporting, helping out, trying to makshiv, they're sleeping late, or they act certain ways, or they're not makshiv, they eat them a good couple of hours, ben zmanim. They should see it, you should tell them, I'm going to learn for a Seder, you should tell the people, you show that you're waking up before there's not Kriya Shema, the Goyim's Mogaram is 8:25 now, find the grains a little bit later. Nicely, you wake up in the normal time, you speak nicely, and see what a Ben Torah is. When you want to go on trips, you don't have to leave the house, or you want to go play ball, you don't have to leave the house in shorts, t-shirt, but nicely, you want to play there, over there, beside them. But nicely, when they see this, see a Ben Torah. When the Eitzes, they say, Mitzan, showing that you're Ben Torah, or keeping that way to Mizarez yourself, you walk around with a safer. I don't think it's also to walk around with a safer, Mishnah, the safer, make sure you act like a Ben Torah. You can't walk around with the Mishnah Berurah, Chelakim, and the whole Shabbos in your hand and do certain things. You just can't do it. And therefore, you have to remember that if it's Ben Torah, you should walk around with the Sefer. Worst comes to worst, when you're waiting for your wife for an hour or two, the Maisa gets to learn from the Mishnah Berurah. The Maisa is Ben Torah. And therefore, even though you think somebody's upon a calf, and no one knows that you're a Jew, you just know, they know, they can tell. I once saw a couple of Eden with baseball caps jump a turnstile, they put no one chapped them, police went to go chase them. Some drunken guys on the side said, the Jew boys went that way, the Jew boys were without the skull caps. You are nicker on your face that you're a Jew. Everyone can tell that you're Yid. You want to cut off someone on the highway, someone tell me what he's doing, puts a baseball cap on the side, when he cuts someone off, he puts it on, therefore he cuts the person off. People can tell, it's a Chil Hashem, right now, especially with my name, we have to work in the name of the Kiddush Hashem. See, Yemankis Chesuen is going on in the world. They jump now from Bernie Madoff, now to this whole sting operation. It's terrible, it's not as terrible as Zachin. And what we can do with Holocaust is at least when we have our Ben Zmanim, which is Vada, we have to relax and take a break, but you should do it, have a caution of Ben Zmanim. It should be with no chesroinus. The Iker, we should make sure that we present Torah and only be going a Kiddush Hashem.